you know, you don't want to think your imagination's running away with you, but I felt like I really saw something, and I hope it wasn't my imagination. But I tried to put two and two together when I read about the horrible rainstorms just broke all the dams, which I don't believe that happened either, but maybe it did.
No, it's, you're having weather control. Truly, you are. And this is where it is established. There is no reason that you ones cannot have rain, for instance, wherever you want it. And it is through those electrical projections, particle beam projections, and you can see them.
Was I seeing particle beam projections?
I would expect. I would. I don't know what you saw.
I don't either. I thought maybe you had a record of me somewhere that would show everything I saw.
What I thought I saw was split.
And it just kept going. And I don't know if I saw the bottom of something, of a platform or something, or a stealth thing. It was going awful slow, these things.
You've got some interesting things in your own sky of your own doing, but the Russians really do have some advanced things. And right now, in the economic mess that the world is in, that's their only weapon.
Okay.
You see, you use money. They still have control there. So, and the war's still on. Don't think it's off. They've told you war within 5 years. The big war is not off by any means. They're still waiting.
Can I ask you about 1992 and the spring of 92 and that?
You can, but I'd rather you didn't.
Okay, I'll wait.
You can put it out here. Because everybody will want to play with it. But
well, I had a friend who wrote you a letter that you published. And believe me, I was scared to death when he brought the tapes to my home. And I said, you have to get these tapes to George. And it was about your... It was the tapes that... about the underground facilities in Ustray. And he said that they had to get the airstrip out by spring of 1992, and you said in that newsletter that that was a clue beyond clues.
It is, isn't it?
So, that's what you said.
92 is going to be a very busy year. They fully intend to have all of the European nations under one giant nation control with new currency. It's going to be a little bit harder, you see, to pull all of you in America into this hemisphere. It's going to be harder to pull in than Russia, than Europe. So a lot of things are planned on your place. And they're getting ready for nuclear war. That's what the Australian base is about. They are truly willing to sacrifice the entire northern hemisphere. So it's serious.
Do you foresee a time when you won't be able to travel?
I foresee a time when you can travel to the moon and the stars.
Well, I mean, physically.
Well, that's so relative, I don't know how to answer it.
Well, I mean,
yes, I certainly do.
Danger, you know, to airplanes.
It already is.
You don't think we asked for protection
on those things? Shield around you.
I put it around the whole time.
And if you want more, well, that helps, because if it goes down, it's going to bump you too. You'll be given to know when you shouldn't go. It's more that than we're going to clear everything you do. If you're blundering badly, you'll be stopped. I can't afford to be without you. On this side.
Can we come on that side sometime too?
We're here.
Depends on what you pay me. Patricia pays me well. You see, you know, do you remember that motion picture where it says, it's nice to be the king? Well, it's nice to be God. The only thing is, when you find out that you're equal, undoubtedly this one's going to be in trouble. But for now, I can see farther.
I'm glad you can.
Tom, why do you sometimes manifest? Well, about a month ago, we came in for one of the meetings, and I think if I had any doubt whatsoever of your existence, I didn't when we saw what we saw in the sky. I just wondered why the whole town didn't see what we saw. The ships, there were so many of them, and they were seemingly so clear. Why? We thought it was pickup time. We were so
I know. Man sees what he pleases. And he knows. He knows. Don't you remember in this same little village about 2 years ago? It was a magnificent display. They even took pictures of it, put it in the paper, and said, no, spaceman has not landed, or UFOs have not come.
All right.
They know. Man innately knows. He knows it's time. He knows it's playing itself out. But man must continue to lie to self until he can come into some kind of balance and find answer. This is why I have to repeat about one such as Kathy. Their information is fine as far as it goes. But if all you're going to do is just make a statement, you've accomplished nothing. If we don't get you to the point where you understand what can happen, how it can happen, and what you can do, we certainly have served no purpose except as detrimental to your own mental being. And this is why I enjoy the opportunity of verbal speaking, because I can get the point across. We're not subversive. I hear Ricky say, I'm a patriot. Well, you ought to spend a day with your man. Patriot. He even did. This is a good example. You see, we're all there when these lessons are coming through. And he defines chauvinism. This is another world ruined, destroyed. It wasn't too hot to start with. But chauvinism in the 1800s represented a soldier who was incredibly unbalanced in his patriotism for Napoleon. Right or wrong, just blind patriotism. Then it was accepted as really an Oliver North type of patriotism. Well, that's a bad example because it isn't that good. But you have one who is blind. Not too far if Gordon Liddy wasn't so absurd. Is this blind, narrow little patriotism? Bryce would have fallen into that category for a long time. Patriotism to the point of being blinded to what's wrong with it.
Right.
But it means patriotism. It doesn't mean males, pigs, whatever the feminists want to call the men. It certainly does not mean men in any sense of the word. Chauvinistic pig, men. Because the women don't like whatever they happen to be doing to them that week. Well, you know what? The men don't really like what the women are doing to them either. That's what's the matter with your world. And opposites do not attract. And you are opposites. You are pulled to the point of wishing to unite. And you are a pair. You are mated pairs. And that's why two men won't make it, two women won't make it. It requires a male-female. That's nature. That is creation. That is the law. Now, you can travel in these pairs because depends on what you're doing and what your purpose is. Because God is also love, and love is an emotion, and that makes you one. One in intent. But I'll tell you, when you start setting up these two real oppositions, and this is what planned chaos is about. Every time you just about settle down one issue, they produce four more for you. And pretty soon you're just off, helter-skelter in every direction. You don't know whether to vote for or against abortion. You don't know whether to vote for or against sex education in kindergarten, or passing out condoms in the high school, or this, and that. Until you miss life. You miss what they've done to you. They make it so easy to get a divorce, there is no point in working out a marriage. Guess what? Divorce is dropped in a recession. Is that because they get along better? No, it's because they can't afford a divorce. So the minute it picks up, oh, divorce is flourished. She doesn't want a divorce in a depression while prices are low. And he can't afford it if he's out of work. So they manage to stick around with each other. You have to look at what's happened to you. Because, you see, if you didn't receive these and carry these and accept them and take them unto you, they couldn't do anything of this sort to you. But you willingly believe what they tell you. And therefore, here you are. And until you can get the vision and understand that you can stop it right here, you don't have to play out the rest of their chaotic circle. And you can't do it until you get the information. And therefore, I have to keep her writing. And therefore, I'm going to go.
Thank you.
And I thank you.
Thank you.
And I would hope we can meet again before you leave.
Good job.
I love you dearly. You others who have come, I thank you for coming. I most especially thank you, young people, for coming. It's in your hands. The older generations owe you much. And you must be forgiving, because they knew not what they did. And you must understand that you and the youngsters coming along behind you or come to set it to right and bring this group of humanoid race home and back into balance. And it's a heavy load. And this society will do everything it can to stop you. And you hold strong. And allow it to unfold. Don't get all hung up about it. You have growing to do. But keep your eyes open. You already have your eyes open. You know it's a lie. But you have to be patient with those ones who taught you, because they knew no better. And you have to pull on that mission that you know within you have. Salud.